to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.
Welcome back. It's time for our weekly visit with Diana West, a longtime syndicated columnist, a blogger par excellence at dianawest.net, and the author of two, count them, two best-selling books, Death of the Grown-Up and American Betrayal, The Secret Assault on Our Nation's Character. Diana West, it's good to have you. As always, welcome back.
Thank you, Frank. Wonderful to be with you.
Well, I wanted to ask you first, Diana, you being a rather serious observer of, and, well, critic, properly, of communism, the fandango going on in Beijing at the moment, this spectacular celebration of the Chinese Communist Party in the course of its National People's Congress, I believe it's called, it is an affirmation of the kind of agenda that Xi Jinping, its dictator, and increasingly, I believe, its leader threatening the rest of the world is embarked upon. He'll get another five-year term out of this, presumably. But what did you make of what's this sort of classic communist drama and the extent to which it really speaks volumes about the fact that it is still very much a communist totalitarian operation in China?
Yes, well, it's a triumphal phase, certainly, and a very open phase. At the same time, we have the United States. We have the Chinese exile Guo Wengui, who is the billionaire and opponent of the communist regime, but what trying to speak out, but being shut down in various venues from the Hudson Institute now on YouTube. His YouTube account has been suspended. So it's not just the triumph of communism in China. We have to deal with its vectors inside the West, and this is what we're still not awake to.
Which brings me to a topic that I was just discussing with John Solomon, which is another example of, well, I don't know if it's communist activity, but certainly brought to us by people who have a long track record with communism, namely Vladimir Putin and his kleptocratic colleagues. Talk a little bit, Diana, about your thoughts on this Uranium One scandal. As you've pointed out, there is a considerable history here when it comes to American uranium, isn't there, the old Kremlin?
Yes, there is. And this case, which is quite jaw-dropping for revealing the extent to which the Obama Justice Department was aware, indeed was investigating, kickbacks, bribery, extortion, and so on by the Russians inside a nuclear trucking company in the United States with presumably, we are being told, ties to the entire run-up to the approval of the Uranium One sale of 20% of U.S. stocks that Secretary of State Clinton, among other officials, signed off on. And as long ago, Peter Schweitzer reported that we saw over $145 million of various executives from that company contributing money over time into the Clinton Foundation. So we still have this morass. This is another layer of corruption given the Justice Department involvement, the FBI involvement, Mueller is involved, others. I mean, the corruption is intense. The collusion is intense.
As you say, it's an ongoing story because these people have either remained in their previous positions or been given new ones. But here we have a glaring, flashing red light saying there's a problem with the Clinton team. As we speak, the Attorney General of the United States, Jeff Sessions, is poised to speak to the Senate Judiciary Committee. I'm told that he will be addressing this. Of course, our program will air after all that happens, and we'll be able to discuss it further subsequently. But I very much hope that he will acknowledge there's a problem here and that it does require a much more close examination and investigation. You have some concerns, though, about the failure of the Trump Justice Department to date to continue pursuing prosecution of some other examples of wrongdoing, reminiscent of the Eric Holder and Barack Obama Justice Departments of yore. What's going on here?
Well, this is really the great crashing disappointment, and I think ultimately, if it is not rectified, the destruction of the Trump enterprise in terms of draining the swamp. Draining the swamp is another way of saying restoring the rule of law, and the epicenter of any such movement, which is absolutely needed to save the republic. I mean, this is very dire, begins at the Justice Department. And we have an attorney general who went into office recusing himself from some of the main investigations related to not only the Russia investigation related to his boss, the president, but also recusing himself on any matters having to do with the Clintons. Given that the Clintons formed the living epicenter of American corruption made manifest, this is a problem when the rest of the Justice Department is part of the Clinton machine in terms of what we can measure in the failure to examine the pay-to-play Clinton Foundation State Department, the email scandal, going back to what we know has not been done regarding Benghazi, going back to Eric Holder's Fast and Furious. I mean, you can go on and have absolutely any number of either independent counsels or certainly divisions of the Justice Department involved in trying to rectify the takeover of the government for high officials. And it's of both parties. We have two laws here. If the Clintons are not prosecuted, are not investigated, that means that the law does not apply to them. And this cannot stand if we are to have anything like a healthy republic. And the great disappointment and shock is not seeing the Trump Justice Department take this on, because it should be the core of the administration. And indeed, what you see coming out of Judicial Watch is day after day fights in court against the Trump Justice Department, which is taking on the banner of withholding documents, of blocking investigations, whether it's Cheryl Atkinson of CBS trying to get her own documents, whether it's getting releases of the unmasking documents coming from Susan Rice in the Obama administration. The Trump Justice Department is now the obstacle, which means at this point we have to acknowledge the Trump Justice Department is protecting the swamp.
It does seem as though it's Obama's third term after all, and that's a shocking and deeply disappointing development. Don, let me quickly ask you about one other thing. There are increasing indications that on November 4th, a group called Refuse Fascism, which has explicitly been tied to the Revolutionary Communist Party in America, as well as other groups like Antifa and Black Lives Matter, is going to be engaging in violent activity in the streets of American cities, a number of them across the country. What are your thoughts, again, as a serious student of political warfare and the communists in particular? Should we be taking steps now to assure that what seems to be incipient criminal activity, specifically, you know, inciting rioting, conspiring to incite rioting, for example, both of which are statutorily prohibited, are being ignored with impunity?
Yes, no, it's an absolutely glaring failure of our political leaders to investigate these kinds of groups, as was once done, once upon a time, by the House Un-American Activities and other investigatory bodies to establish what is going on with groups that are avowedly making war with our Constitution. I mean, we don't take to the streets in violence in this country lawfully. It is an unlawful act. It is not the way the democratic system is supposed to operate. This kind of promise of chaos and violence is threatening. It is certainly linked to these same groups that we can find that trace the provenance going back 100 years, whether it's the Revolutionary Communist Party today or the Workers' Party in the 1920s. These are the same kinds of groups that are avowedly revolutionary in the most stark and open terms, and people ignore this to our, you know, greatest detriment at our extreme peril.
Diana, this is the kind of extraordinarily important accounting that you have been doing, among other things, in your great book, American Betrayal, as well as your website, dianawest.net. I hope our audience will check out both of them afresh. Diana, thank you. We have to leave it at that for the moment. Come back to us again next week. I hope the rest of you will come back to us again tomorrow. Same time, same station. Until then, this is Frank Gaffney. Thanks for listening.
From the nation's capital, you've been listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.